now what are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
Hello. Hello, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams Uncensored on republicbroadcasting.org. Well, today is the 19th, if I'm not mistaken, of December, and just about 6 days before Christmas time. And, of course, we will not talk to you again before that time. This is the last time prior to Christmas. And it got me thinking, because we have a special guest back again today, and I will introduce him momentarily. But first things first, you know, this time of year, Christmas is really not the birth of Christ, but it is the conception of Christ. And, you know, the Virgin Mary was pregnant with the Son of God, would hence have given birth to Yeshua Messiah 9 months later on the winter solstice from Rome. Yes, the Christ's nativity celebration spread to other nations, other Christian churches to the west and to the east. You know, that's just one part of the gospel message. When we get deeper, and I mean deeper, into the scriptures, well, we have to go to Luke to see about the birth of Christ, the book of Luke. And we learn about, for unto us a child is born. Remember, Luke chapter 2 gives us the genealogy of Mary and Elizabeth, her cousin, and Christ. We have both sides of the tree of life, of the house of true Israel, and Judah, and the king line, as well as the kingdom line. And we have all of this told us so that we today, 2020, could say Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year. Well, we go more than that, you know, because we have in Luke, in the second chapter, I believe, of Luke, we have a reading of the gospel account to a virgin was espoused a man whose name was Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. Well, we know that the angel of the Lord came unto Mary, came unto her, and said, Hail, blessed art thou of women. And the angel of the Lord also said, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, also known as God with us, Emmanuel. And so she was told this, and we are told this today. Jesus would be born exactly when he said he would be born, the Father. He was 6 months following John the Baptist. John the Baptist had known, had heard of Jesus in his mother's womb and leapt. He leapt knowing that was the Messiah to come. So 2020, we look around us today. We see the state of the world. We see the state of America. We see all of the deception that God said would come upon us, the lies, the hoaxes, and the spread of lies, the incredible flood of lies that would take place prior to the biggest lie of all when Satan comes posing as Messiah. We need to, again, folks, not forget any of this. This is most important now, more than ever before. If we don't get it now, we'll never get it, because the worst of lies is yet to come. And one of those, of course, who has been on my program many times, and he is one of our I believe, our best guests. And he is a good man, a good person, and, you know, he has done yeoman work in the field at great risk to himself, to his stature, to his integrity, and yet, on the other hand, has also been able to shine forth the truth that is embarrassing to the corrupt media outlets all around all of us. And, of course, he is Professor James Fetzer, and I want to welcome him to our program again. And happy birthday, by the way, James.
Oh, terrific. Nice of you to think of that. Yeah, on my birthday, December 6th, I was moderating a two-day virtual conference on false flags and conspiracies, which I'm pleased to report is now available online in the archives. If you go to falseflagconspiracies2020.com, you can have access to all 24 of the speakers and presentations at a 50% off rate of only $50. And actually, a chunk of that goes to my legal defense fund, Rick, which, as you observe, I've been attacked again and again for exposing what happened at Sandy Hook, whereas, you know, I specialize in bringing together groups of experts to sort out what really happened. I've done it with JFK, with 9/11, with Sandy Hook, with a Boston bombing, with Orlando and Dallas, with Charlottesville, with Parkland. Have a book in the works on Las Vegas, Rick. All of those are available at moonrockbooks.com. And by the way, they would make terrific Christmas presents.
Yes, very good. Very good. Thank you. Yeah, you have suffered quite a bit of that kind of attack. But again, that's to your, I would say, to your betterment. That's a feather in your cap. And it always is nice when we do get attacked and smeared. And then, you know, they usually are, in many cases online, the anonymous ones or the pseudonyms that they use, because they are too cowardly to come out and admit who they are. And, you know, they know they're liars. We know they're liars. And the fact of the matter is that almost all, virtually all of media today is one big lying factory. You know, I refer to Lester Holt as Lying Lester, and, you know, all of the characters that have come down, Tom Brokaw, and people like that who have sacrificed morals, have sacrificed their own reputation in the eyes of the world, not even caring, not even giving a wince, simply because the money's there. And, well, they worship money and not truth. Years ago, that was not the case, you know. We don't have men like that anymore, and women journalists who have, for the most part, we don't, except independents like yourself and Host Online, who do risk everything because they cannot stand to see people lied to. You know, vaccinations is my big thing now. We're going to get into Sandy Hook again and all of that. But the vaccination thing, to me, has a personal ring to it because I have had family which suffered, not necessarily from directly vaccination poisoning, but from cancer, which in most cases, or many cases, we know is the result of repeated vaccinations over the decades in this country, where one doctor said he had never seen cancer in an unvaccinated person. And we saw what the SB40 vaccine, the Salk vaccine, did. And we saw the results of it. And we saw the paranoia and the hysteria over vaccines. Now we're seeing it again. We're seeing this World War II mentality. You know, if you don't sign up and join now, you become an enemy of the people. You become a pariah. You know, you become all of these horrific things. And you don't want to be that, do you? Well, I saw what cancer was doing in my father's case, and then I saw the cure. And when I looked at the cure, I said, forget the cure, let's go back to the cancer. Because the cure, in most cases, chemotherapy and cobalt and everything, is far more injurious, far more dangerous than is the disease. And sure enough, my father didn't die of cancer. You know, he was cancer-free. I know how he died. He died of chemotherapy poisoning and toxicity, the destruction of his immune system. This is what they specialize in. So the statistics, Jim, are dishonest. They'll say he didn't die of cancer, and he did not. He died as the victim of chemotherapy toxicity. So isn't that disingenuous? Isn't that what we're dealing with today, a lie, a cover-up, a disingenuous, corrupt, evil media that will not give us the facts about vaccinations. And the fact of the matter is that they've generated this hysteria over vaccinations and COVID and every other enemy that we have coming from all directions. What's your take on it, Jim?
Oh, Rick, you're 100% spot on. In fact, my second most recent blog at jamesfetzer.org is about on the hellish reality and truth about vaccines hidden in plain view, where their inserts have to specify for what they have not been tested, including here for 83 different vaccines, Rick, that they haven't been tested for their carcinogenic potential, their mutagenic potential or impairment of fertility, 83 different vaccines. I think you're absolutely spot on. And as Catherine Austin Phipps has been emphasizing, to call this COVID thing a vaccine implies that it has something in the form of medicine in its content, which has yet to be determined. She calls it injectables. We know included among the contents are aborted fetal tissue, often heavy metals, potentially chips that are going to control our mind-brain interface, a way to monitor us. I myself believe that this is part of the vast effort to subjugate America, to deprive us of our rights, and to implement the Great Reset, Rick, a major component of which is return for receiving a guaranteed annual income of a very modest sort that's going to be provided digitally so they can cut it off anytime they want if we misbehave. They will pay off our mortgages, our student loans, and our credit card debt if we agree to give up all of our property and assets. I mean, think about that, and agree to a vaccine regimen. And if we refuse to do that, we're going to be put in a FEMA camp as a threat to human health. And if we persist, we'll be declared an enemy of the state. And I have no doubt our heads will be separated from our bodies. And one reason that they do that, Rick, is because by separating a head from a body, you can harvest organs. They're not going to miss any opportunity to take advantage and exploit us, even our physical bodies, for their own financial benefit and gain.
I see. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. What you just said, I've heard probably 1,000 times before and from other sources, and media invariably will call them conspiracy geeks and so on and so forth. But you have to ask yourself, have any of them in the media ever done what media people used to do even before the 1980s and 70s when we saw a merger of the media take place as never before? Reporters would go out and they'd do their job, some of them. They'd actually get all sides of a story, not the pro and the con, but the pro and the con and the truth. And they would interview doctors. They would interview people. I know I heard your great interview with Dr. Day some time ago, and with Dr. Jensen, Dr. Day, and Dr. Cass Ingram, a whole host of doctors which have an alternative point of view. And they're not just, you know, muckraker types. They're not just hillbillies, you know, from wherever, from Mars or what have you, rednecks. These are people of accomplishment. These are people who have done clinical studies. These are people that have done the research. Why would you ignore all of that and write it off as a conspiracy theory unless you were part of the conspiracy? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're 100% right, Rick. And, you know, this whole thing with COVID, it just turns out everyone has some COVID residual from a past cold or the flu. So they can do these tests, and then they magnify them beyond reason, where even Dr. Anthony Tony the Rat Fauci, whom I describe that way for having done more damage to the United States than all of our foreign adversaries combined, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Emperor Hirohito. Fauci has done more damage to the United States than all of them combined by exaggerating the threat from what is really not a modified pandemic, but where they're exaggerating the numbers to promote the great global reset, and in combination with the Democrat globalists to create a situation where they can promote voting by mail, which even third world countries don't use, Rick, because they know it's so amenable to voter fraud, which occurred in this instance on a massive scale. We finally have the World Health Organization admitting that the COVID PCR test has way too many false positives. There's been an effort to bury the story, but it's available if you know where to look. Kerry Mullis, who invented it, emphasized that it wasn't for the purpose of diagnosis, but for research. What it enables you to do is to take a tiny sample of something and multiply the amount you have for study. Fauci himself has acknowledged if you go beyond 35 cycles that it's no longer reliable at all, and yet the FDA is recommending it be done at 40 cycles. This is like taking an image, Rick, and doing a Xerox, and then doing a Xerox of the Xerox and a Xerox of the Xerox 40 times. Everyone knows that that creates a hopelessly distorted image. The PCR test is essentially worthless. 98% of the positives from the test are false positives. They're trading on an ambiguity between getting calling it a case, if you get a positive result on the test, which, given it's completely unreliable, does not mean that you are sick or have the virus, but treating it as though it meant you do. We'd have the president of Tanzania was using the COVID test on fruit, on goats, on motor oil, and most of them turned out to be positive. Then we have one here in the U.S., taking a purified fruit like a child's, food and testing it, and it comes out positive, Rick. This is insulting beyond belief. The president of Tanzania is practicing better science than Anthony Fauci. That's the bottom line. Fauci is part of this gigantic scam, as is Bill Gates, as is Ted Turner, as is Hillary Clinton, as is Henry Kissinger. They want to destroy most of the population of the world, Rick. And let me say, wearing these masks is very damaging to human beings and other living things. Recycling oxygen-depleted air means your brain is not getting the oxygen it needs. It kills brain cells and puts additional strain on your your heart and your vein system, or put an additional stress, so it can induce heart attacks. It's pathetic to see young girl athletes who are competing vigorously in soccer wearing masks because they're doing untold damage. One of the leading experts in the world, Rick, I have her blog at jamesfetcher.org, as well as many others. There must be two dozen about a coronavirus scam and the dangers of masks, even including a study about the wearing of masks in the operating room, where what most Americans don't realize is they take their masks off. They're only worn for a short period of time, and they add extra oxygen in the operating room to compensate for the lack. I have friends saying they have associates who are wearing the masks, and they look like they're aging rapidly over a short period of time. I mean, what became of our enthusiasm for athletics, for exercise, for getting outside, for working out, Rick? It's all gone by the board in the grip of this fake pandemic, because the mainstream media is lying to us again and again and again.
Very true. And then we have the Australia example now with the false HIV positive results.
Oh, Rick, they're doing everything they can to manipulate us, and most Americans really just don't think it through. But wearing masks is especially harmful to youngsters and children because they need oxygen for their brains to develop. So doing is creating a generation of brain-damaged Americans. In fact, Deagle.com, Rick, has projected that the U.S. population is going to drop by more than two-thirds in the next 5 years. Two-thirds in the next 5 years, from approximately 330 million down to less than 100 million by 2025. And this is part of their operating policy, Rick. They believe they have to inform the public of what they're doing, and then that resolves them of any responsibility if we don't react.
Very true. Jim Fetzer is our guest. We will come back with him. You're listening to Rick Adams Uncensored, Rick Adams Uncensored Facebook page, right here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
We're back now with James Fetzer. We're talking about a myriad of things, and you can join in if you'd like to. But right now, we're just talking about the vaccine hoax and the major hoax of COVID. And you're right, Jim. The number of cases that have been diagnosed as positive cases for COVID-19 have largely been generated by a falsetto. You know, it's been totally fake. And the numbers, and as you point out also, I believe every one of us has been in touch with COVID, as we have with virtually every other germ or virus or what have you. Most of us can fight it off by our own immune systems. Most of us aren't bothered by it. Most of us are not affected by it. But that tiny percentage that is magnified incredibly and innumerably. And so what we have is a fake picture, the number of people who have been allegedly diagnosed with COVID-19. Ergo, we must obviously follow the illogical syllogism to say that, well, we have an enemy. The enemy is all-encompassing, just like, you know, the so-called Nazi German enemy. And they're everywhere, you know. They're below us in Venezuela. They're in Argentina. They're coming up under the southern coast. They're coming up through Texas, and they're out to get you. You must fight back. It's the same mentality now with this COVID, the same hysteria, the same obsessionism and mania that was the case over 79 years ago, 80-something years ago. It's all over again. You know, if it works once, twice, keep using it, because you have a whole new crop of young people and gullible people who don't know any better. I get it all the time. Where do you get your information? I never heard that in the media before. And I said, of course not. I had to do my own research in the last 43 years of my life. I had to find out for myself through independent sources and historical reviews and magazines that had to raise their own funds to go into business, and certainly at a cost to themselves, to find out that everything we've been told, essentially, in the 20th century about America and before is false or distorted or has serious omissions. So if you don't know that, then you're going to accept hook, line, and sinker, you know, the entire mantra, you know, the entire narrative that's a false one. And right now, I don't know what you think where you are in Wisconsin, but right here, you know, where I am in Rhode Island, we have a very high elderly population. Not all, but many of the elderly will go along with this because of fear, the same kind of fear exhibited over and over again. They're more frightened that they may die of COVID than they are of the consequences to their bodies long term because of vaccinations and all of the poisons, the toxins, the buffers, all of those things that are added, never mind the fact that this is an RNA, a virus, a vaccine. This is something we've never had before, something that's never been tried before, to my knowledge, and now they're saying it's safe. Trust us. Well, I'm sorry, but if I go to the cashier at the bank 10 times in a row, and I get shortchanged 10 times in a row, you want me to trust you again? I don't want to do that. So I think that people who listen to logic and reason and have the receptors will say, yeah, we don't want it. And I think it's still over one-third of the people here that have refused it, refused to take a vaccine, including those who work in nursing homes. So the resistance is here, but how many will cave in, like you just said, because of threats, because of money, because of banking, because of employment, the endless possibilities for forcing people to accept it are just replete. I mean, they're in front of us. So, no, I mean, those are things that we need to remember, Jim, as the days close into the year 2021, you see. What's your take?
When I did my first formal report about COVID, it's published on JimTheConspiracyGuy.com. JimTheConspiracyGuy.com. I discovered that the mortality rate across like 15 different European countries had not increased. It had not shown any surge at all. In fact, we just had a report from Johns Hopkins that there's been no increase in deaths in the United States over the last several years, including now 2020, when if the COVID pandemic were real, there ought to have been a spike. What they're doing is simply declaring people who die from other diseases and may have had COVID or possibly not as having died because COVID. Actually, the American people are not very discriminating about this, not very sophisticated, and are easily played, sad to say, Rick. But the distinction between dying with COVID, which is true of virtually everyone who dies because they have residual COVID, and dying because of COVID is enormous, where they have stopped keeping statistics for the flu and other respiratory diseases this winter so they can attribute them all to COVID. And yeah. I'll tell you more, Rick, also they were claiming way back even already in the first quarter that the hospitals were simply overwhelming. But citizen journalists went to the hospitals and found they were actually deserted. And I'm sure that's true again today.
Absolutely so. No question. It's one big hodgepodge of lies and distortions and omissions. So obvious to us. Let's see what people think. You will take calls? Yes, we will. In just a moment. Rick Adams with Professor James Fetson. We will return.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
America. Public Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show, Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, we're back on this final broadcast before Christmas, and Jim Fetzer is with me again. It's been a long, long time, and I want to go right to the phones. 800-313-9443. Chance in West Virginia, is that you?
Hello, can you hear me, Rick?
Yes, I can. Good to talk.
Hello, Rick, my friend. Mr. Fetzer, I admire all the work that you have done over the years. You know, Mr. Fetzer, but what I can't understand for the life of me is that the next host on RBN, directly after Rick's program, has a website that tries to debunk all your research and work on Sandy Hook. What is the reason for that?
Diana's been gone.
What could be more obvious? Sandy Hook was one of the first of the attempts to brainwash the American people, in the words of Eric Holder, as he spoke to a National Democratic Women's Convention in Washington, D.C. in 1995 about guns, where Eric Holder traveled to Connecticut to meet with the governor on the 27th of November to explain to him what they had in mind, taking an abandoned school, conducting a FEMA exercise, technically a mass casualty drill involving children, presenting it as a real event in order to promote gun control, where a month and 2 days later, On 16 January 2013, Barack Obama signed no less than 23 executive orders to constrain our access to weapons under the Second Amendment. I put together a collaborative research, 13 of us altogether, including six current or retired PhD professors, and we established the school had been closed by 2008. It was loaded with asbestos and other biohazards, damaged by hurricane. There was even a major flood in the area in 2007. And we even obtained the manual for the FEMA exercise, where they had a sign, everyone must check in. It says in the manual, everyone must check in with a controller upon arrival. They had porta potties already in place, pizza and bottled water in the firehouse, consistent with FEMA practice of providing restrooms and refreshments. Many were there with name tags on lanyards. That's how FEMA identifies the players, color-coded name tags on lanyards. Parents were even bringing children to the scene, which is an absurdity. What parent would bring a child to the scene of a child shooting massacre? On the day of the alleged event, that was all actually on the 13th of December 2012, on the day of the alleged shooting, the 14th, there was no surge of EMTs into the building, no string of ambulances to rush the little bodies off to hospitals where they could be declared dead or alive. No medevac helicopter was called. Triage tarps were put out, but no bodies, dead or wounded, were placed on them. There was no string of buses to evacuate the 469 other children who were supposed to be there in the over 70 janitorial, cafeteria, secretarial and administrative staff. The whole thing was an immense fraud. So when I published the book, even though it had sold over nearly 500 copies in less than a month, Amazon had to ban it. It would be the first attempt to ban books from Moonrock Books. Mike Palachek and I realized that if Amazon was going to ban our books, we had to found a separate distribution center, which was Moonrock Books. And now, get this, we published 12 volumes at Moonrock Books, and Amazon has banned six of them.
That doesn't surprise me. It troubles me, and it sends up red flags when other people in the alternative media try to debunk your work, Mr. Fetzer. That's all I wanted to say, and God bless both you gentlemen for the work that you do now. And Merry Christmas.
Oh, that was wonderful. How good of you to call in with those thoughtful observations. Rick, I'm really surprised there's somebody on RBM seeking to debunk my research on Sandy Hook. They ought to have me come on, and we should do a debate about it, because they have to be suppressing and ignoring the relevant evidence. We have even proven they faked the kids using photographs of older kids when they were younger. And believe it or not, some of the parents were so cynical, they used photographs of themselves when they were children to be the deceased kids of Sandy Hook. Barack Obama bears responsibility. This was an Obama-Biden holder operation. Let me spell it out. Barack Obama nullified the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948, which precluded the use of the same techniques of propaganda and disinformation within the United States that were being used without, by the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, which legalized staging events, making propaganda videos, the whole bit. That was legalized by Barack Obama.
Well, no wonder then that after this anniversary, was it the 8th anniversary of Sandy Hoax, that we had, guess what, the Boston Marathon bombing drill. And we had the lead there, the man who would lead the task force on so-called terrorism in Boston, Davis, who was replaced by another lemming, would just come right out flat out and lie about what happened. And he even slipped a couple of times when he said the word actors, the actors that we have employed. You know, that sort of thing is not very good. The media would never pick up on it. They couldn't. But we all did. And we all said, hey, wait a minute, that's not just a Freudian slip. That's big-time stuff, you know? And this is what we had. Again, the Department of Homeland Security created following 9/11. So you're absolutely right again, Jim, as you generally always are. And as far as RBN, I can't speak for RBN, and I don't pretend to. Each host has his own show and does his or her own program. But I will say this, I find it incomprehensible for anybody to even suggest that what purportedly took place in Newtown, Connecticut, was genuine, was real, or can be documented as such. There are too many Swiss cheese holes in their story. And then, as I just said, just a few months later, on April Fool's Day in Massachusetts, we had Lenscraft and a bunch of others who were cooperating with the Mossad and the Homeland Security Department to put on this fireworks display. That's what it was, at Boston. And we had a number of actors there and actresses, people that didn't even exist, you know, people like Martin Richard and so forth, that were created characters out of a Hollywood script. It was so embarrassing because I live very close to the Boston area. And I know people who were in that area, who were even in the parade, and they said this whole thing was a fake. This whole thing was not real. And so I'm saying, you know, month after month, 6 months after 6 months, they will pull another one. And so we had what happened in Santa Monica and San Jose, the alleged shooting at Google that took place there. And then we had a host of others, in California. We had them even in Oregon. We had them at, Florida, as you point out, what happened there. And so where it ends, nobody knows. But interestingly enough, do you notice the lack of all of these shoots, for the most part, during this COVID exercise? Seems like another page in the script was turned, Jim, you see? And now we can put that to rest for a while. Did you ever think about that? Yes, you have, I'm sure.
Yes, let me add two or three responses to your comments, Rick. First of all, my latest presentation about Sandy Hook was on the 5th of December here, just 10 days ago or so, as part of the False Flags and Conspiracies 2020 conference. So anyone who wants to check out Sandy Hook, go to falseflagconspiracies2020.com and check it out. About the Boston bombing, the book I published on the Boston bombing with Moonrock Books includes going through the trial and the whole bit and the way they have an attorney by the name of Judy Carnes, who plays a cover-up role. She officially pled Zocher innocent, but in her opening statement, she said they did it, which would have been impossible for the prosecution to prove. Rick, I have spent so much on Boston, it's obvious. We have video where you can hear the police on bullhorns calling out, "This is a drill, this is a drill." The Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities, and another that said one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library. And lo and behold, 1 minute later in front of the Boston Public Library, one of these puff bombs went off. And I say that as a former artillery officer in the U.S. Marine Corps. If you look through the smoke, yes, you saw bodies lying there, missing arms and legs, but Rick, there was no blood. You mentioned Lorraine Day. She has been magnificent in pointing out that you cannot have limbs blown off by explosives and there to be no blood. It only showed up later, and it came out of these little orange blood kits that were strewn around the area. They used amputee actors, Rick, amputee actors. And even a studio quality smoke machine, when I discovered it, I put it on the back cover of the book, and nobody died in Boston either.
Precisely. You're absolutely right on again. Well, let's go back to the phones. Huh? We have Barb in Florida. Hello, Barb. And Barb, thank you very much for that gift that you sent up to me, that apparel.
Oh, you're
I appreciate
welcome.
What you've done. That was very kind. Thank you.
A lot of issues here. I just want to mention a little factoid that about the election. We had an office of Smartmatic here down in Boca, and coincidentally, it was right near the Berman attorneys, and my state senator is Lori Berman. And it's just, and of course, she's a Democrat. So there's plenty of information to gather together, you know, about what went on in regards to this election around the United States.
Yeah, but I was going to get into that next. Yes, we will.
Yeah, Barb, I'm so glad you bring that up, because the theft of the election was on a heretofore unprecedented scale. Based upon my research from multiple sources, Trump won an historic landslide. He received around 73, 74 million votes that Joe Biden, those are legitimate votes. Joe Biden only received around 23 or 24 million legitimate votes. That's a difference of over 50 million votes they had to manufacture using Smartmatic Dominion machines. So you're absolutely spot on.
Oh, boy.
The theft of this election is absolutely massive.
Yeah.
Okay, Barb.
I hope somebody writes a good book about Obama and how he was the instigator of all of these things going on. It's amazing what this man has done, you know?
And look, he's counting on this Biden to be Obama's third term. Obama, you know, didn't accept Donald Trump's election. He only moved a couple miles away and began running and orchestrating an operation to undermine the Trump administration. Barack Obama turns out to be one of the most evil, malevolent figures ever to occupy high office in the United States. It's disgusting. Just to give you one illustration, it was Barack Obama who, with Hillary Clinton, who with John Brennan, where they were then respectively director of the CIA, secretary of state, and president of the United States, who created ISIS, this terrorist army that was supposed to put pressure on the democratically elected government of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. They created a terrorist army. When Michael Flynn, who was then the director of the National Intelligence, spoke out in opposition, Brennan recommended to Obama that he fire Michael Flynn, which Obama obligingly did. You begin to see it's a very tight group here, where Brennan and Hillary have unquestionably been collaborating with Obama to steal this election. It is a monstrous theft.
Right. I just wanted to compliment you on the conference. The speakers were great. And that Stephanie Sledge did a terrific job on the gun threat to our gun rights.
Wonderful. I'm delighted. I'll pass that along to her. She'll be glad to hear. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wish we had had a speech by James Tracy. Is there any way of getting anything from James Tracy?
The catch with Tracy, who, of course, was subject to one of these fraudulent lawsuits, he actually lost his position at Florida Atlantic, even though conspiracy in the media is one of his areas, and he was doing scholarly research on Sandy Hook. He just was notified of the loss of his appeal in his court case a couple of days before, which is why he was unable to participate. So I plugged in Scott Bennett, who's a former Army Intel and PSYOPs officer, who is just returning from Washington, D.C., where he'd been participating in work to undo this fraudulent election and preserve this man who really cares about the United States as our president. I mean, it's just monstrous what's going on here. And where those of you who may be unaware, even the Supreme Court appears to have been corrupted, where the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court appears to have been the principal in turning down the Texas lawsuit that was absolutely elegant, supported by 22 states against Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin for violating their own protocols and laws regarding elections by declaring, and I'm quoting now, the state of Texas motion for leave to file a bill of complaint is denied for lack of standing under Article 3 of the Constitution. Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable interest in the manner in which another state conducts its elections. All other pending motions are dismissed as well. That's a completely absurd complaint. It turns out that the Supreme Court has original jurisdiction in conflicts between the states. And how could a state not have a great interest in how other states conduct their elections if they're corrupt And if they put into place someone who is not legitimately elected, that's even falls under Article 14 of the Constitution, because we're not being given equal treatment under the law, because Biden votes and voters were treated differently than Trump votes and voters. This was outrageous. Well, let me just add, Lynn Wood has discussing that Roberts was overheard in a phone conversation on the 19th of August stating he would make sure, this is John Roberts, the Chief Justice, the mother effer would never be reelected. This was during a phone conversation with Justice Breyer discussing how the Trump votes out.
Okay, we have to break now. Barb, you're all done. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, my dear. Merry Christmas. All right, we'll come back with Terry and Dave and Chris coming up next. Rick Adams Uncensored.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. I thank him for the call. You know, you brought up something I wanted to bring up, of course, pertaining to the selections that we just had, not just the presidency, but in state elections. We've seen shenanigans in so many states of the union, and you talked about Dominion voting, and that's something I wanted to bring up. This concept apparently it came from Canada in 2003, but it seems as if all of this minutiae, this corruption of the voting machines, and it is corruption, Jim, make no mistake about it, emanated from the Hava Act, which came from the 2000 election with Gore And who was running? Bush and Gore, I believe it was. Yeah, I mean, all of it followed. All of it followed this massive swindle of the election to get Bush in and to start the war in the Middle East. So, you know, it's just like the election machinery in this country now is subject more now than it ever was in its history. Talk about the Daley years, you know, in Chicago, to corruption. And tell us how that works, this business of Dominion voting, Jim.
Following reason, Bush and Cheney had to win that election over Al Gore in order to bring us 9/11 and the Patriot Act. Just as now we have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris having to win over Donald Trump in order to snuff out America and turn it over to the globalists. I mean, it's outrageous what's going on, but there is a parallel there. That is really the big picture of what's going on here. Remember Joe Biden on one occasion, and they're actually running a body double, Rick. This isn't the real Joe Biden. This is a body double since the first debate, because it turned out that the anti-dementia medication that Joe Biden is taking as the unfortunate side effect of incontinence, so that they've even had staff meetings debating what type of adult diaper Joe Biden ought to be wearing that would be least visible through his clothing and make the least crinkling sound, so that I predict he has a future after politics making commercials for Depends. When they ask for a break every 30 minutes of what was only a 90-minute debate, it was so they could change his diaper. And when the Trump team declined, they went to Plan B and they put in a body double. We know it's a body double. The skull is slightly narrower. The eyes are brown. Joe's were blue. The ears are different. That's the biggest tell. Joe Biden had a kind of a pendant ear, meaning it turns up where it connects to the skin. So you got an earlobe that hangs down. This guy has an ear that connects straight down to the side of his head. He's a very different guy. I not only looked at, the physical features distinguishing them, but their body language with the family, and found photographs where you can compare Joe Biden and Jill. Jill is beaming. She's usually hand in hand, her arm in his arm. He's got a big smile, a huge grin on his face. Well, I found photographs with a double. No smile on his face, no arm in arm, no hand in hand. Jill is looking very concerned, like she's worried they're going to be found out. These are two completely different guys, Rick. And I have made my effort repeatedly to get this to the right people. But we can't.
Well, the real Joe Biden, please sit down. That's what I want. When's he going to sit down? Are you sure it was his appendage diaper, or was it his oral diaper that he was lacking? Excuse me. I'm sorry. I have to be a little humorous over here. All right. Let's go to the next call, though. We have a lot to talk about. We don't have too much time, but we have till 4:15. All right, let's take a break right now for the hour break, and we'll come right back to Terry and Dave and Chris and whoever else is on the line. All of them are pretty sane people. Thank you. We'll be right back. Hour number two, Rick Adams Uncensored.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.